This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Parents want to know, how safe is my kid's school? How many incidents of bullying have happened, for example? How many kids caught with drugs or alcohol? Well, it's been more than a decade since the state of Michigan required the reporting of school safety information. But it appears that requirement is failing. Bridge Magazine writer Ron French recently dug into the extent of this problem. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Cynthia. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. I'm betting most parents don't know what they don't know.
I'm afraid you're right on that, Cynthia. It's pretty interesting. We've been collecting as a state this data for 13 years, and for 13 years the data has been completely filled with inaccuracies. Just some crazy things.
So give us an example. I know you lead your story in Bridge Magazine off with Caro High School.
Yeah. There's a school with 600 students that, according to the state, had 4,815 cases of alcohol possession in 1 year. That's 8 cases of kids carrying beer in the hallways per year.
Wow.
And Heartland High School, there, close to here in Livingston County, they supposedly had 12 suicide attempts in 1 year, and they actually had zero. There was a Brethren High School, which is a small school near Manistee. They supposedly had 190 cases of bullying, and that is in a school with only 164 students.
Wow. In fact, you quote the superintendent of that school saying, we could have had Richie Incognito here as a motivational speaker, and we couldn't have had that much bullying.
That's right. Yeah. Needless to say, all these numbers are inaccurate. And they seem almost funny, you know, when you hear the numbers. But when you get down to it, what this points out is something serious, and that is that how safe children feel in school affects their ability to learn. And we as parents have no ability at this point to know how safe our schools are.
Well, what's causing this, just, you know, these gross errors in statistics?
Well, everyone's pointing fingers at each other, Cynthia. But what it comes down to is reporting error. This is one of hundreds of reports that are filled out by schools. Most of these reports are filled out not even at the superintendent level, but at the principal or lower level. And as one principal told me, you know, we have more reports to fill out than we have days of school in the year.
Wow.
Because that some things just, and so you prioritize, and sometimes things either don't get done or they get done very quickly and errors are made. The state feels strongly that it's a reporting error at the part of the schools. That could be true. It could not be true. But the point is that there is no incentive for the schools to report, to take a lot of time to report this correctly. And it causes problems then for families.
Well, and as you pointed out, Ron French, that children will learn better when they feel secure. But it seems that the data is way wrong, that, you know, there aren't these, 4,815 cases of alcohol possession at Caro High School. So is there really a problem, in a sense? If that's not the case, and kids are going to go to Caro High School if you live in Caro, you know, regardless of inaccurate report data. So do parents really, are they going to get something out of these statistics?
They get nothing out of statistics now, and that's why the state has pulled them from public view. After 13 years, they finally said, you know, maybe we have to pull this away and actually figure out how to correct it. But you're right. The data as it exists now is useless. Parents don't look at it, okay? But the point is, should we look at it? Mm. Is this something that it's important for us to know?
Maybe I'm reading between the lines, but it sounds like there needs to be money spent somehow, perhaps state money given to these local districts to you know, for the time and manpower hours to put these reports together.
It could be a matter of money. It could just be a matter of emphasizing the importance of this. This is a report that no one has taken seriously at the state level or at the school level. You know, it's important for the state to know this data, because that way we can see what sort of trends we are having. If there's an increase or decrease in bullying, for example, if there's an increase or decrease in truancy, which is reported on this. For goodness sake, suicide attempts, we should know about that. It's not about the errors we see here. It's about the fact we do not know. But I think that it's something, especially today, when parents have so many more school choices and they're out there shopping, that families know how safe their schools are, and it's tough to do right now.
So what do we take away from your report? Is this an issue that needs to be addressed more at the local school level or at a policy level in Lansing?
It's something that needs to be addressed at the Michigan Department of Education. They are currently trying to figure out what they can do to encourage schools to report this more accurately and more timely, and then how to check for errors in a more appropriate way. This is something I think that may be fixed within the next year, because there's been a bit of an outcry about this now.
Ron French, writer for Bridge Magazine. Ron, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.